This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is 4:45. John, could you please call the roll? Gavel in. Here. Here. Control them.
Is Masa excused?
She is excused.
Masa?
Here.
Excused. Perfect. So we're going to go ahead and get started with a presentation from the Title IX office. You want to introduce yourself, and you'll have as much time as you need, and then we'll have some time for questions.
Thank you.
So Investigator, investigative, and the risk of this person's having here. love the process is very important. And you can let them see the investigatory process. That process can take quite a bit of time. It's very thorough. There's a lot of opportunity for both parties to review the information that we're collecting. And then ultimately, the investigation is concluded with the input of both parties and the technical parties have an opportunity to share information and respond to the information that's listed by the
Great, thank you. So, assembly members, raise your hand if you want to get on the speakers list. I already have a bunch of people. Give me a moment, keep them up. Uche, you're first.
I have a couple questions, but I guess I'll just come back on to First one that I wanted to ask was, what steps have been taken to conduct an external review of the implementation of Title IX and ML along with the parallel and incorporated community for student oversight?
So, I'm not sure if there's been an external review of the ML. Looking back into the reviews June 2018, I know that in 2016, there was another committee involving the community and called to these reports and students and reports against students is what came out of that committee. And so, I think that the campus community is focused on the way they all are investigating and intuiting and stuff isn't working. And so, folks from across campus and folks together, the Title IX office was officially kind of created in response to the role of this prior to 2016, and the procedure for the public works and the
Yeah. Like I said, just keep going, we'll get it on.
We're adopted and implemented in June 2016. There's since then, there's a lot of administrative.
Perfect. I'm going to go, there's a lot of other people, so I'll put you on the second one if we get around to it. Tomas?
So this is kind of a two-part question related. First, what training do you and the panelists go through specifically for cases, as well as we've seen some training and defenses for our college
school. The focus on the first quite a bit of training, the first of which is something you refer to as interviews, also referred to as study. Which means that individual students may be using multiple ministry experiences, or different facility through the practice of being trauma informed, such that randomly they ask questions of any person's meta experience, or they can be responded to a complaint on the basement, or folks who are invited as witnesses are in the English research area. The next part of your question, so we are the manner in which we facilitate our interviews. All of us participate in these two forms of educational initiatives every year annually, and so that at two or three national conferences or lectures on this campus. For example, a few of us participated in some of the facilitated experience and process any interaction.
detection of sexually misconduct through the appearance of sexuality. And so it was our intention to make sure that we take sexuality into consideration when we provide information, but we also have to make sure that we provide information in such a way that it would not unintentionally create a framework that would cause our parents and members to review the materials and to student.
Masa? Thank you. Brian. Thank you. Indigo, can you pass that one? Pass it.
Yeah. constituents and letting them know that if you're talking about this, we're having a common engage. The only way that I have to share supplement of the just shared people is that I would like to urge people, if there is an interest in our office, beyond understanding what it is that we do or what happens when we receive the report, to simply make sure we're addressing our issues. Because we also are aware that there are members who are completely passionate about being issues of change.
John. Two more. Lucas.
Thank you. actual students coming on to law school on a regular basis. And so, as a part of the curriculum, we have more lead for the additional investigators. There will be a need for more case managers. There will be a need for more tracking timeline coordinators, so maybe placing deputies in different places like New York City and things like that. The office, if you're going to make change, there's no change, then the office has to be staff. And we are making that argument in your company, making that argument. The amazing thing about pronouns is that they hear us. I worked at home with the new system. I was there for 3.5 years before that. I was a prosecutor. I wasn't hired. I got hired very quickly. And what I noticed is that pronouns are the most important resources around my offices. Of all the different universities that I've worked with, that's a good thing. So if you're an ultimate AI university, I hope to continue to get those resources.
Thank you. And the last question will be Valentina.
I was actually looking at the report system, so I was just kind of curious. So after students submit a report, it's non-emergency. What is the timeline when, like, the report goes to the office and you start the classification and then teachers just maybe call the system?
Yeah, so if a student experiences something emergency, there's a need for an emergency response. Just do not give up the report. Call the university, please call the police. Right? We're not an emergency response team. You do not want to be responding to an emergency at the office, right? You want to police it. So please don't be reporting for whatever. But if you do need to be reporting for, or if somebody reports you, the report comes to us, and we check the report during normal business hours. Which for us is usually, early morning, early Monday, so we need to be on Friday. We are monitoring reports on weekends, but we're not responding to all our work on the weekends. Once we receive the report, what we do is that if we don't initially jump into an investigation, we do not initiate an investigation without first talking to the person who's had the experience almost all the time. There are some exceptions to that, like say for example, if we don't know the identity of the person who's had the experience, it might start to be able to go there and work it up. But generally, we will not begin an investigation because we're talking to the person who's had the experience. So the first thing we reference in your report is reach out to that person. Again, just to say, these are your options, how would you like to proceed? And then we go from there. Is that answer that you've been providing?
So I guess like a small follow-up. So like what would you want students to know as a resource they're going to?
So I think the most important resources for students to have here is essentially what they can respond to are our confidential resources, right? So the Cornell is an advocate. The folks at Cornell talk to the county in that case. We have budgeted Chapman Services, the LGBTQ Resource Center, the Women's Resource Center. Students can go to those folks and talk about their experiences without reports being made to my office. They get to maintain absolute complete control over what happens with the account of what happened to them. So why do I think so folks are welcome to come to us on services? Since you are. We want folks to come to us. We want them to do that in an informed way. And so I would encourage folks, if you have a chronic type of experience and you want to refer them to someone, I would refer them to a confidential resource. Those folks can advise you everything that we would advise you to do
Great. So that's all of our questions. I know other members had questions, so I guess in order to get those, they'll send them to Kat in an email, and then we can send them to you, and you can respond through email. Obviously, time restraints. And then I'll send out resources, the confidential resources, to the membership as well to send out to others. But yeah, thank you so much for coming. It was really important. It was really great to hear from both of you.
Thank you.
Okie doke. So before we move into open microphone, I just wanted to say something real quick for the assembly members. You've seen it in Slack, but I wanted to reiterate it to the public just about acknowledging last meeting. Obviously, was not our best meeting, was not my best meeting. Processes and procedures for me are something that, I still learn, I'm still learning about how to chair things, and so obviously that's a growing opportunity for me. It's a growing opportunity for all of us as Assembly members. And so I really appreciate the forgiveness that the Assembly members have been able to give to me, because this expectation of perfection as students translates to expectations of perfection as us as Assembly members, and sometimes that's not always fair. But I think we all grow from that opportunity, and I know I will, and I know we're all constantly looking to try to improve ourselves. So I just wanted to put that out there for everyone, just wanted to get it out, because I think it's really important that people recognize that we, as SA members, are students first, and we're still learning things. And ultimately, at the end of the day, what is college if not to learn things? So with that, we'll go into open microphone.
Alrighty. If you have any members of the community who wish to speak, please come to the microphone in the middle. Speak about things that are not on the agenda. Thank you. Okay, we're now going to be recording the microphone, moving to announcements.
So that's all going to be Mariah. She has a microphone. The vote was unanimous. No. We have to be resolution, so we'll just formalize it in resolution. But, yeah. Yes. Any questions? Seeing none, I'm going to ask the Assembly to motion to consider Resolution 10 next on the agenda. So just quick motion to amend the agenda. Thank you. Is there a second? There's been a second. All in favor of moving SA Resolution 10 to the next part of our agenda, please raise your hand or placard. It's a placard. Oh, shoot the boot. Yes, next. Okay, perfect. Thanks. So all in favor of moving 10 to the next part of our agenda? Okay, that motion clearly passes. As Debbie and I get set up, Nick has an announcement.
You don't want me to sit with you. I'm staying here.
I'm sorry. So, it's very important that going forward we actually have a lot of people coming to see you because healthcare can't be for everyone, but this is a big one. So, that will work for you to come. Again, this is next week, Wednesday, 4:30 to 6:30. Please come on, Chloe, and your participation is such. It's very important that you come to it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nick. Joe, go with us going to evolution 10.
Okay. So this evolution is just a transfer of funds from SAFC, for those who don't know, it's an activity science commission. Very funny. And so essentially, the focus of our solution is to create a transfer of $100,000 from SAFC to the student assembly. How that is being done is a process called NSC. Typically, it's used in the integer format, and it's a process that just really depends on that. And not only is it wrong, it's just that the process needs to be utilized. Because there's not a voluntary transfer type process that we can use. So, essentially, this $100,000 is talking about 80-ish organizations that are allocated money for this and that funding. And SAC, you know, getting an account for that. And so that $100,000 would be transferred to the student assembly. $30,000 of that $100,000 would be directly transferred to Alana to support the operating budget of Alana for this year. And then the other $70,000 would be directly to the student assembly side of the project fund. For those who are asking why Alana, so Alana's operating budget has historically been utilized in the massive surplus to supplement its overall operating budget. So its current allocation is about $20,000 a year, but in the previous years they've been on, they've been utilized in operating budget around $20,000. So this $30,000 is going to be able to provide money to Alana and its 128 sub-organizations that didn't have the full amount of money that they were expecting at the beginning of the academic year. So this $30,000 is going to go a massive way to support our clients and communities here on our campus. And we're going to be happy to be as good as we are able to find that, especially because, you know, so many times a lot of these organizations we get caught up in the bureaucracy of SAFC, which is just the nature of the world, unfortunately. And then $7,000 will be in our special project fund. And so we've been inundated with special project funding this semester so far. I mean, I think every executive committee meeting since we opened special projects has seen 2 to 3 requests. And it's all written. They're far more than sometimes the amount of the reviewers. So $7,000 is also going to go a long way in that process.
Hi, Jen.
So it's more of a conversation with the program fund, and then we would have $50,000 in now and actively filing all the taxes with the campus system. We would bring in another $50,000 if we want to make sure that our time is
going. Yeah, that's 100% accurate. And so when I use $100,000 to invest, but what's going to happen is the first 50 that moves, 30 that is indeed 30 of the 50 is going to go, and then the 20 will get our social projects, and then the rest of the 50 will get our social projects. So that's how the actual new setup it works, but the numbers are still the same.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, second. Can we vote on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor of moving this to business of the day? It overwhelmingly passes. So this is now in business of the day.
I'm going to start a speakers list.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So raise your hands if you want to be on the speakers list. Anyone else want to be on the speakers list?
All right.
Okay.
We'll start with Masa.
Thank you.
Yuha?
Hi, Megan, and my question is, so I kind of think that you're not really understand about maybe the $30,000 thing to Alana. I understand the initial Alana, but just wondering, I mean, a lot does sometimes support a lot of marginalized clubs, but that's not like a little unfair to offer a lot of also present monitoring people that is not like unrelated to the honest. So, to respond to that, though other organizations are in a different situation, so if we look at other organizations like AIDS and ISU, they're operating budgets and they're operating budgets and they're allocation. Alana has been conservatively utilizing the largest surplus to supplement that operating budget. And so organizations, for example, a lot of such organizations are planning to drop
the national budget.
Because they're not utilizing the same operating budget, those $1,000 allocations would be about 120 organizations for slash $130. And so, because there was an expectation for a larger budget, that is a necessity, because last year, those organizations were planning for them to do for them that runs $1,000 in your allocation. This year, they're trying to do just as quickly. And there's an outpouring of need of so many of our businesses that are actually funded through Alana that this is massively needed to continue supporting kind of a key integral program in marginalized communities here. And so that's why, I'll use the analogy again, the operating budget last year was $50,000, $20,000 from the allocation, $30,000 from the surplus. This year, only the allocation consists of $20,000, that's why we're getting $30,000 to one thing. It's not necessarily, it's important for us to do this, it's important for us to keep the largest multicultural board of this campus funding, and it's important to keep one of the largest organizations funding so many more and more communities at that level. So I think it's extremely likely that we do this because it keeps them at the same level they were anticipating.
I'm also going to let Colin address this.
Yeah, because he has a point of information that addresses
your point. So I can speak to this directly, actually, because, well, I'm associated with Native American Indigenous Students at Cornell, which is one of the five Alana umbrella organizations, and I can just kind of highlight the impact that the lack of a surplus has had this year. When NASAC submitted our budgets last semester, we submitted it for $6,000 for the 2019-2020 academic year, but that was counting on the additional surplus of $2,000 for the next academic year. So when the fall came around, we found out that we didn't have the surplus because going into a byline year, there were some miscommunications that happened between ourselves and the Alana advisor, and it turns out that our budget actually got cut down to $4,000. Which really hurts us as far as like the amount of programming that we're applying for the year, and is actually one of the biggest reasons why we submitted a special projects funding request for this semester. So I would just like to highlight that this money is very much needed for all the Alana organizations, and it has really negatively impacted NASAC specifically, because that's like who I'm most familiar with, but I'm sure many other organizations as well.
Is it related to that?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a speaker's list. I'll put you on it.
Okay.
The next person's Nick.
Hi. What is the difference of us as a, I'm going to guess that because it's a little bit of a problem that you're in, like, what are we going to just say that something that you should know as well as a
to address how, what preventative measures and how not to get
So a lot of the work that we're doing in the SAIC transformation committee is understanding SAIC includes more of these broad requirements and guidelines in a lot of those organizations. And so the reason you see the level now is because the guidelines are more strict. People over the years have provided a lot of solutions to guidelines, which is sort of and that's why we're requesting this to the US. And so a lot of the guideline changes we're making are going to allow more money to flow through the system without being stopped because of the bureaucratic checkpoints. So we won't see the amount of data as high as we will in the past. And there are a lot of things that we're requesting that we'll see as high as we
can. The next person is Gavin.
I'm going to feed to Uche.
Okay. Uche, who's the next person?
So I would just like to reiterate the point that the $30,000 is being transferred to Alana and in all honesty, I don't think it's enough, but it's a very good step. Sitting on the e-board and having to make visits to all of our other organizations and make that as well, which is under a month, we see that the amount of need for money is crazy and is sad because like they've had to slash a lot of the programs that they normally would do this year. They're struggling to find funding through other departments and sources that normally would come from a lot of
them.
And it was just a result of a lot of companies that are on the surplus from the past years. An event that happened with people who passed out where they were spending all the money, we had a huge surplus, we spent it down, and now these organizations are struggling. I can tell you, BSU, which has around 35 sub-organizations, are not funding this event. And even though they wouldn't have paid for funding in the past, they have been able to give them small amounts of money here and there. CAPSU, which has about 65 plus sub-organizations, LAL, which has about 14-15 sub-organizations, these organizations are hurting. And even though $30,000 is a very good step, it's still not enough. But this isn't about equality in terms of organizations. It's really about equality.
Okay. Next is Paulina. Okay, I see. Cool. Second, is there any dissent? There's dissent?
What did you
say?
That was a second.
Oh, okay. Wait, was there any dissent?
That was a second.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. These are seconds. Is there any dissent?
Is there any
now?
Dissent? Seeing no dissent, we're going to
move into voting. Okay. To make this less messy. Alright. It's open.
A for yes.
It's open now. Okay. A is for yes. B is for no. C is for abstention, but don't use it unless you have a conflict of interest. Thank you.
Okay.
Also, can we, how do we,
what?
How do we see?
Oh, I will, see, I got, you won't see how people vote, but you'll see the thing.
Has everyone finished voting?
There is 27 people technically here, and we don't have, okay?
Okay.
Oh, the 27th is a good year, Jill.
Okay, cool.
Joe, did you vote? Did you vote?
Yeah.
Okay. One person didn't vote. Did one person leave?
Do I have to?
The on button at the bottom.
Oh, Tubby voted? You don't have to. I don't have to. Okay, cool.
Okay. 27-0-0, this passes. Yay! It's tradition, but it's not necessary.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, there's a second. Okay, cool. All in favor? Raise them up.
Okay.
Overwhelmingly passes. Great.
That is very. I chair about that was well. I don't care. Are we ever surrounded in
the room? Oh, I'm just going to say, I mean, we're doing things, but okay. Not this way.
My office and everything happens, students are like, seeing that, reaching
Yes, our school is really how you talk to the people with experience. I'm really excited for that video.
That's awesome.
The core. That's it.
Y'all want to take your seat? Yeah, Mariah.
You need a second.
Can you text me better? We had a presentation.
Can y'all knock it off?
Hey,
Mariah, take your seat. Text if you want, but take your seat.
Also, if you're texting, be respectful.
I hate the microphones. I'm just putting it out there. These microphones.
As a point of information, in order to help at least stop the feedback that we're getting, try to point your microphones away from any of these white monitors you see happening. Yeah. Like right now, the speaker one is in the middle. It's perfect the way
perfect.
It is, but when you turn it,
it's
then
good
it's going
it
to...
It's good the way it is.
Yeah.
It's good the way it is.
Try your best. Sorry. That is sound science.
Lucas, can you put your back to? Sorry. No? Okay.
I can't.
So you don't have to learn.
I know it's recording. No. Why? Okay.
Oh,
fine.
Yes!
Fine.
It's so exciting! Oh okay. My god, it's a drop hole! No,
a drop hole for what?
Yes.
We haven't even gotten to voting
yet. We haven't
yet.
Even gotten to Rob and talk.
Yeah. How about when we move into voting?
Do you mind? Do you mind if we do a straw poll, Polina? It's just like there's a, it's an informal vote. It's an informal vote. Okay. So there's been a motion. So an informal vote is just where members get a count of where everyone seems to be at, just for like transparency's sake. It's just a straw. It's like it doesn't. It's not binding or anything. Okay. There's been a motion. There's been a motion for the straw poll. We're going to use eye clickers. A is yes. Okay.
Yes!
Fine.
Yes,
there's been a motion. Okay. Is there dissent to placard vote? It's just a placard straw poll. It doesn't mean anything.
I'm not going on.
I've said that it's not the bylines.
The what?
That's not a... Bylines are organization, girl. Oh boy.
Is there dissent?
Is there dissent? Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Are people okay using the placards for the straw poll? Is there dissent to using the placards in the straw poll? And if there is, that's okay.
Is there dissent?
There doesn't. Is
your
okay. The indigo descends.
I'm sorry, I dissent literally just because of the last conversation we had. Like, we said if we were going to do, like, motion by eye clicker or placard, we would write it into the rules that we have. So we can't leave really
it. Yeah, Paulina's right. The eye clickers aren't officially part of the assembly thing.
I also
okay, okay. Did you are you withdrawing your dissent, Indigo?
Yeah.
Okay, Indigo just saw okay, just raise your placard if you informally this is not binding, so you can say whatever you want, it doesn't mean anything. Informally support this resolution, please raise your placard. Oh geez, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
This is just for wait. Is this voting with placard?
No.
Oh,
this is on the resolution. If this is the straw poll.
Wow.
Okay, let's. So if you're raising your hand, you informally support this resolution. We all understand. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, all who don't support the resolution informally.
Did you vote?
Mariah, where are you at? Are you
So it seems like the vast majority of the assembly does support it, with a couple of people who don't. Wait.
So that wasn't terrifying.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you want to ask a clarifying question to Paulina and her guests? Just out of respect for her guests taking the time being here.
I just want to hear what y'all are
talking
about.
Okay.
Wait. Can we all calm down for a moment?
Please.
Thank you. And let's get... So, Arme, you have a question. Mariah has a question. Gavin has a question. Okay.
Lucas has a question.
Lucas, you have a question. That's... We'll go into it. Okay. Arme, take hit it off. Okay, thank you.
I'm happy to talk about
the Mariah.
Wait, we have clarification.
Yes, Gavin.
Is there language for that in the resolution?
No, but okay. There's not language for it in our current form. Thank you, Brian.
I was just trying to make...
The resolution states that there's a representative seat, and that the only representative by the
It's in accordance with our other chartered positions. Vote of who's eligible to vote for certain races, that's delineated in our election rules.
Okay.
Mariah.
Mike.
So, I think that my concern is, and maybe I'm just not reading the same structure, because if that's the
No. You're the
Debbie, you know what
point of information.
Okay, what's your point of information, Debbie?
What's the code? Do Dyson students pay in-state tuition if they're New York State residents?
The question was, do Dyson students pay in-state tuition if they're New York State residents? Thank you. Okay. Girl, no. Okay, thank you for your comment. Gavin.
I need a microphone. Thank you.
Guys.
Can we?
No.
Guys.
Thank you. I was wondering about current Dyson students.
Indigo, too.
How they were misrepresented or underrepresented through the Cal seat currently on the SA.
Look, I think misrepresenting is kind of strong word. I think what we are all going to see is that there is communication between us and the student assembly. We want nothing more than to be a part of what's going on here. We're a valuable force of things that we can get a lot from here, right? It also kind of reinforces what y'all are doing here. You guys have this unique opportunity to acknowledge the voice on campus and what's being part of what you're doing.
Can I have a follow-up really quick?
Sure.
I was wondering, in the past few years, how many students or specific guys have ran for the Cal seats?
That's a great question. I don't think we have a master's degree, then there's a
And then my last follow-up is, not running for those seats, is that because do you believe that individuals are not running for those seats because they do not feel an affiliation around their lookout, or is it Yeah, so are any students not running for the Cal seat because they do not have an affiliation with Cal, like they don't feel a certain affiliation with Cal, or is it for another reason?
Yeah,
so
I think they don't feel affiliated with Cal. Maybe it just crossed their mind is they didn't know that they're affiliated with Cal. So, not only do we not feel like we're having everything, but also Cal. But it really hasn't been much advertising.
Okay. Thank you, Lucas. Oh, go. Is it related to those questions? Yeah, okay. Thank you. So we're moving on to Lucas. Great. Indigo. Nothing.
That's very clear and happy. We are, for example,
Valentina. Is there going to be a different? Can everyone take 5 steps down? Thank you. Is there another example that you all have that wasn't already mentioned?
So
that you all. Okay. Thank you. Tomas. Oh, Lord, the microphones today. Just be sad. Oh, Lord.
Most of the classes are geared towards how can we use this
So 55 out of 120 credits are that needs to be addressed.
Out of order.
Okay, Brian. Yes, I got you.
Is it here? Yeah. This is what I want to do. I need to talk to business representatives. So, regardless of whether I'm calling the business representatives, it's still a representative that is still a representative that's also. That's an example of two very, very different schools. I'm sure you all agree you are very much out of the schools and acting very much the other. And while there are opportunities for collaboration between the schools, there doesn't mean opportunities for collaboration between that's and our that's an engineering and you know arts as well as these schools. We are two very different schools, and that's the way it is. And we anticipate and hope that simply that that's an excellent school that is the way we made. So, you know, there's no reason to call these representatives to come to business representatives and more than you would need to be able to come around and that's very strongly. It's clearly some of these, you know, really most of these support this resolution. So I encourage us to go to the end and see how it matters. Maybe we'll protect your citizens and stuff like that. Thanks.
I'm assuming that's not a formal motion. There's been a motion, there's been a second. Is there dissent?
Is there dissent?
Is there dissent? Is there dissent? Going once, twice. Okay, seeing no dissent, we'll go into voting. Give me a moment. Do we do this? Come on. Okay, so it's fine. A lot of things aren't in our rules. Those need to be changed. Can Mariah say something? She has new information that she put in the Slack. Would you be willing to withdraw just for Mariah to say something? Okay, Mariah, go for it.
Mariah, can you use the microphone?
I just want to touch on something that doesn't matter. Like, I don't think it's a good idea to be in a general, but like, I'm seeing two constructs to become one business or just a little bit of a career. I'm getting used to the problems that and the economic problems that are in a they're in work with each other, but not in a work with you all are not together. I don't think that's the same, but being negative, I'm just saying, like, and so that's just kind of what I'm concerned myself. I don't know.
Is that a part of the reasons?
Yeah, I think it's just going back to the structure that I originally moved into about like, I mean, I can just make some people upset about like, guys, I mean, the applied economic management being part of the policy that it is like a huge thing that I'm in school and that kind of models out about the interview solution. And I know that you guys have mentioned that at the time that you're not part of the model, but the essay doctrine is probably going to be something that someone says that you are, so I'm going to use you to understand why you're going to be saying that doctrine is.
So, the only reason that there are references online is because, as I said earlier, there are bureaucratic processes that are way above student regulated, and the access to it is funded by and by the students. And because the mail is so solid, it's really hard for people who are running the council website to work in the office. The gates that you're going to talk about today, maybe our commissions are listening.
Maybe our commissions are
listening. Maybe our commissions are listening.
No, but
I'm saying that their information does have the seed, but it's just not the information that you're with. That's why I'm confused.
Jacob, you're only Jacob, but we're going back on screen.
So if you will not allow the operator, we're going to find the school for the next time. And we're not going to find the college information from our website. It's the full next time to be listed from the school's another follow-up to any of the records. So this is what we have. Second is separate. It's classical separate, so it's classical separate. School, classical separate enrollment versus computer versus it's basic separate, it's very different school. It's not a separate department, it's not a separate with the separate department out is a separate school, it is independent. Independently operated itself, it has its own culture. And what I'm referencing here today is that Dyson is its own entity. It's not a part.
Can I ask a question too? My belief is opportunity to the professor of Dyson for the team. Dyson's groups, yes, came straight out of the culture. We have an agricultural economics school with the Associate of Agricultural Science. And the reason that this is in here is because they also want to get this out to people who are really interested in agricultural sciences, but also want to be committed to push the commitment, right? So you have professors that are recruiting in saying, you can use funding for the CALS, the land grant institutions for the state, and you can also use funding for the CALS. It's just where people that are the bottom line focus is back as well as students. So it's actually adding to diversity of our school rather than something that's just really fine. So
thank you. I have Jacob Fight. Okay, go for it. That one. Flip it. Thank you, Jacob Fight.
Offering for the region of 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, 32nd, 33rd, 34th, 35th, 36th, 37th, 38th, 39th, 40th, 41st, 42nd, 43rd, 44th, 45th, 46th, 47th, 48th, 49th, 50th, 51st, 52nd, 53rd, 54th, 55th, 56th, 57th, 58th, 59th, 60th, 61st, 62nd, 63rd, 64th, 65th, 66th, 67th, 68th, 69th, 70th, 71st, 72nd, 73rd, 74th, 75th, 76th, 77th, 78th, 79th, 80th, 81st, 82nd, 83rd, 84th, 85th, 86th, 87th, 88th, 89th, 90th, 91st, 92nd, 93rd, 94th
schools should be alternative perception that's not kind of those that are to be represented. So I think y'all are both of my colleagues will vote in.
Thank you. Jacob Youngblood.
That's the other one.
I think we deserve that position to be represented. I don't know how represented, but I feel like we're better represented on the assembly or we like to see to look out the science and I don't know.
That's okay, I do that all the time. Nick Mtolka. I'm going to be moving on to the second speaker's list. Seeing no one else who want to be on the first speaker's list, second speaker's list, Gavin.
That's why. So I think that this becomes an issue when we base on uniqueness, right? For example, I think that this, the crux of this has been,
I'm going to let Mariah say something, then I'll have you all respond. Mariah. Okay. Mariah doesn't want to speak anymore. You all can respond, but then I have no one else on the speaker's list.
We just want to clarify that
Gaza
has a mission process and a process, just like ours all the agents that somebody would like to say you are the scientists, they're the ones that are the scientists, not the business.
Tomas. What? You'll be after Aaron. Aaron. There's been a motion to vote. Is there a second? There's a dissent. Okay, so you withdraw. There's been a motion to amend. What's your motion to amend? Speak it into the microphone. Is there, John, do you have that amendment?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, sure. Okay.
It's a new B, it finally resolved. Thank you, friends. John, do you have that language? Thank you. Is there a second on that amendment? What a point of order. Okay. What's your point of order? So, next semester, once it's approved by the president because of the charter change. Well, depending on it, when the president replies, if there's an open seat in the spring, we'll fill an open seat in the spring with a special election. Thank you. Is there a second to Indigo's motion? There's been a second. All in favor of the amendment, please raise your... Oh, actually, let's use eye clickers. Go for it. As if I don't know.
24.
I should have 27 people voting, right?
Yeah.
I know my vote.
So you're 27.
So I need two more votes. Click to this thing. This is... we got one more.
Unless you're voting no.
No, I'm looking at total votes.
Oh, okay. It passed.
I'm going to close it in 3 seconds.
2-1.
By a vote of 25-0-1, this amendment passes.
It's the amendment.
Okay, shush. Calm down. Let's take it down. There's been a motion to vote. Is there a second? There's been a second. Is there dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll move into voting on the resolution. All in favor, click your A. All opposed, click your B. Oh, we're already in voting. Sorry, Paulina. But the votes will be retroactively posted in the minutes. I do want to make that clear. All your votes are get retroactive. It tracks. That's why we have you assigned to a number. Boop, boop. Ooh, 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 ooh. 9, 8 more seconds. Do, 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 do. I should have it. Come on, someone, give me. Over here, over here.
Point your clicker.
Yeah, perfect.
This white thing here.
Perfect. It's ugly. By a vote of 25-0-1, this resolution passes. Congratulations, Paulina, and the two students of Dyson. So we'll be moving back into the agenda. We'll move into the minutes from October 24th, 2019. If everyone can take a moment and look at those minutes, please. Please read these minutes silently so people don't have to be disturbed.
Oh my gosh.
There's been a motion to vote. Is there a second? Wait, Tomas, do you have something? Sorry, can you withdraw that? Tomas? Nothing? There's... Oh, Noah? Paulina was in attendance. She just walked in late. That's fine. Anything else? There's been a motion to approve. Is there a second? Seeing a second, any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll vote by placard on this one. All in favor?
Do we have SA members voting?
Jacob. And Paulina.
Do you know what you're voting on?
Paulina, do you... Thank you. Yes. By a vote of 25-0-1, these minutes have been approved. We'll be moving into the byline report. Mariah, if you could please... Pop a squat. I'm so ambivalent about these eye clicker things.
I don't know. Because now every time someone even remotely finds something consensual.
Do you think you can do this in 4 minutes? Yeah. Okay. Can I get a motion to extend the meeting by 10 minutes?
And if you need to leave early.
If you need to leave early, it's probably fine if it's acceptable. There's been a motion to extend by 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
There's been a second. Thank you. Any dissent? Seeing no dissent, all in favor extending the meeting to 6:40, please raise your placard. This motion clearly passes. We're here till 6:40.
For that.
Any questions for Mariah on athletics and physical education? There's been a motion to approve. All in favor, please raise your placard. There's a second. I assume there's a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah, that's fine. All opposed? All abstaining? By a vote of 24-0-1, this final report passes. Athletics and physical education will be receiving $9.80. 80, whatever it says there. I don't have it on me. Next one. I right now have two people with questions or comments for Mariah. So if a question or comment comes up, please raise your hand or plaque and I'll get you on the speaker's list. The first person is Gavin.
Yeah, so it's a comment that rolls into a question, so bear with me. So CU Tonight provides fun events that fund, and they also fund events at night on campus. And part of this is that they also fund sober events, which give a safe front stage for students who feel uncomfortable around alcohol or recovering alcoholics or addicts themselves. Choose not to drink because of the family history of alcoholism, or just choose to don't want to have fun around
Thank you. Uche?
Yes, so I pretty much like just have to say. I was in the appropriations committee I do want to acknowledge that CU Tonight has a high amount of influence on campus and that they provide the majority of non-sober social events for students to go to, and they provide a space for students who want to opt out of the traditional social setting that is majorly provided by Greek right here on campus. I believe that the reason for not wanting to give a full amount of funding at $9 rather than the $8.50 was a little bit unfair, and given that this reasoning surrounding decisions such as the surplus that CU Tonight had, did not take into account the restructuring period that CU Tonight had to undergo in order to ensure that they were operating to the best of their standards, given their controversial history with giving the organization funding for events. They have shown an exponentially increasing amount of events in order to be funding, and at the current rate, will be funding for students over the next 2 years. They cater to a high amount of marginalized and students who need to be more friendly, and they allow the students to create more spaces that other people feel more committed. I also want to acknowledge that the Appropriations Committee has no real set standard as to how we evaluate these organizations. Our approaches are very subjective, with no real protocol that's been determined by the arbitrary agency provided as a recommendation, as one of the recommendations, and there's no real metric as to how that number was agreed upon. And if there was, it was not based in true love. I think that is rather hypocritical that we ask medical organizations that come to us and have these very fleshed out constitutions, guidelines, and especially funding organizations and how they give up their notes, but we have no real guidelines on how we're evaluating them and we're, you know, the biggest leaders of all of these things and some of the different organizations. I also want to acknowledge the fact that there was this non-sensical approach and that some members felt that there needed to be starting with organizations either to request an amount of money that would push them to kind of build money better in the future. But I also want to acknowledge the fact that CU tonight had to go a major amount of internal work given as their controversial history with funding. Specifically during the same semester of 2018 where multiple organizations were denied funding on the basis that the safety events that those communities were on were not inviting all students on campus, but really it was just a matter of using multicultural events and organizations to take into the communities. And unfortunately, taking into account that not because they do not show up in these events, not because they're not welcome, but because they just don't show up on there. The committee has a large degree of variability in how it makes its decisions, and many of the members, while it is very important that they come from different backgrounds and walks of life, don't always take into account that it is a very different experience sitting on a line from an organization during the final 20 year and having put all these things together. So, for that matter, I really do believe that same tonight should get the rule, not on the objectives.
Sounds like
a
motion to
are you going to do a formal motion to overturn this? There's been a second. So when the Assembly sees byline reports, the Assembly has the final ability to approve or overturns the byline.
You want our microphone?
No, I hate these microphones. The Assembly has the ability to accept the recommendation of Appropriations Committee by a majority vote or overturn the recommendation of Appropriations by a two-thirds vote. If it is overturned, that means we go into an appropriations-like meeting in which we start at the amount requested by the organization. People are allowed to throw out different amounts, and we vote on those. And whichever one receives the majority vote is the final funding of it. So, there has been a motion to overturn. There's been a second. Is there any dissent? There's been dissent. John, can you please state your dissent?
Use a mic.
Use a microphone.
So mainly my sense is based on the fact that after the careful analysis of the funding received tonight, it was determined in large that many deaths of the organization very poorly operating at the amount that it had been running on even before the restructuring. So that further expand their programs, and based on the fact that we had to turn any money away, I think it's fair that the amount really appropriate why they can make is that will be big. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you hold the motion of to overturn?
Yes.
Okay. We're in the formalized motion right now, so we have to vote on the motion, which we should all be experts on. So if you are in favor of voting on the motion, please please raise your placard. Ah, oh, geez Louise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Let's just take a brief pause.
For the rain.
For the rain, but I counted the votes, so we got a number of affirmative, yeah. Oh my god.
Just stay here. We'll send updates in the Slack as things come to see if we can continue with the meeting. If we can't, what we'll try to do is we'll try to get a space for either tomorrow or early next week to finish off this meeting.
Conversation. We have to.
Because we have to do them.
So stay
in Willard Straits. Stay in Willard Straits and we'll update you.
Oh my god.
learn a lot.
Charger,
like the new one.
Yeah,
USB-C. I need to finish a paper.
Thank you.
seven. No, wait, how many do we have right here? Oh, also, we're cat. We have, we can get us through right up the end. We can get us through right up the end.
Feel free to stand. Yeah, can someone drop it in the Slack? Wait, okay, so before we get started, I understand chaos occurred. That's okay. That's fine. So let's mentally regroup. Let's mentally come back into space. Let's think about what we're doing. Let's remind ourselves what we're doing.
It's too aggressive.
Did you put it in the Slack? Okay, we're going to get people to get it.
I'm just counting numbers. I'm just
counting.
Yeah, I told them all, guys, I don't think
go for it. Thank you. Hey, folks.
Thanks for your quick response on the windows. You actually saved my team a lot of time and effort. Super appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to give it to people a bit. So, just to remind everyone, we were in the middle of loading
Can someone withdraw the motion in the voting period so you, if guys want to continue to have a conversation? Like, procedurally, that happens.
We were in the middle of a vote. We were just finished the yeses. We were moving on to the noes and the abstentions. Okay. But I guess this is different because now there aren't the same number of people present, so we do have to re-vote into the process. So, just to remind everyone, we are in a vote to vote. We're going to redo that vote to vote and then come into recess. Let's make it back to the Thank you. Okay. I know this is unique setup, so, Love my life. Okay. Let's do it. Okay. Just hold me. Oh, this is that. Okay. So, reminding everyone, vote to vote. Here we go. We're into recess. We're out of recess. So, all in favor of voting to vote on the motion to overturn, please raise your hand or placard.
One,
to vote,
to vote.
Yeah. Okay.
Seven. Yeah. All opposed. All abstained. By a vote of 17-0-1, we'll be moving into the motion to overturn vote. So this vote towards passing 2/3 majority. So all in favor of overturning the appropriations committee's recommendation to the House of Representatives, please raise your hand or placard.
Twelve out of seventeen is two thirds.
So the most appropriations committee has been overturned. So that means we go into the appropriations committee side meeting, which I chair. So I think it's done.
Yes.
12-6-1.
Also, why do you have a motion?
Because I chair the assembly, she chairs the appropriations committee.
But we're now appropriations.
No, we're not. We're in an appropriations style. Yes, so now we're in a discussion period. So we'll be taking a speaker's list. Please raise your hand or placard if you're interested. Is it a point of order or clarification?
That's
a point of order. That's what's your question.
Point of inquiry. Go ahead.
So, the goal is, like,
we should have
seen
how appropriations. Yeah, that's just how that vote went. I can't, because it's secret ballot.
Okay, raise your hands again if you want to be on the speaker's list for this particular thing. Anyone else? I have Gavin, Uche, Mariah, and John.
Indigo.
Brian. I thought you were on the list, no? No? Okay. Lucas.
First, we'll be starting with Gavin.
So I think that we should not underestimate how much of a need there is for sober events on campus during the nighttime, right? We will go to guest lectures, yes, those are sober events, yes, everything. But when there are parties going on campus, I don't think that we can undermine how important it is for recovering alcoholics, addicts, for people who have family lineage and history of alcoholism, choose not to drink, for people who feel uncomfortable around alcohol, which is actually a very portion of fresh, especially on campus. I think that this isn't really a necessity for upper classes, but especially for lower classmen. And I know Lucia will talk about the POC side of this, but I think my side of this that I understand best is like the necessity given it being separate.
Thank you, Lucia.
I also want to make the point that you guys do not understand, this specifically, I know people who said no, but I don't think you guys understand, the gravity of POC communities needing to be able to have these events. Events such as It's a Black Affair during the spring of 2018, when that event almost fell through, didn't fall through.
It almost fell through. They got their funding rejected because of problematic things that happened, but I think that event generally has, 300 people in attendance. primero de nuestro, there you go, I'm so sorry for butchering that, also has about 350 people in attendance, and so
it fell through last year
because of other issues. Nonetheless, see you tonight, because of the lack of equitable funding for identity-based groups, has served as a capacity to fund groups in the past. And so I think maybe over two, like, I don't know the exact percentage, the significant amount, definitely majority of the funding requests that CU Tonight gets are from minority communities that don't have spaces to throw events at night, and so they use this funding to particularly do so. I'll like yield it back to you, because that's technically your time.
And she is a point of pride, I also want to say that a lot of you don't even realize, you know, some of you say no or are iffy about it. I, you know, can bet that you probably have never been into it. You probably never been into a wig, you probably never been to a Supply Affair or Premium of Nuestro, and you've never experienced some of that. Sorry, I'm not. you've never experienced some of these events, these cultural events, and what they do to these communities, and it's really annoying that it seems like I constantly always have to fight with people of color getting equity on this campus, especially when some of you are the epitome of what it means to have privilege, like, on this campus and in this society, and you guys just don't understand the impact that this is on the campus, and it's just quite apparent.
Thank you. Mariah?
So, the primary interest in all of the others, and I think that I'm checking out this list for, I was thinking, I promise you that all of the rest of these are actually. What I will say is, I don't want this to be as a piece of the team because it's a resource increase. And the goal was unanimous. I think that where I'm most concerned is because, you know, there's only 6 people in here that are even on that time. It's hard for me to trust the assemblies of voting on what we have to say about before that is one of the things that we don't know anything about. And so I was thinking that, you know, it was just going to be very proud of that. And so I think they're going to be able to saw all of what they're all of us in the time want us to see. And I think that because the AP was unanimous, I think that the appropriations committees,
have one near you.
Right now, I'm confident about it, but just to make you feel more comfortable. podcast or something, I would like to hear from someone on that talk about, because it seems like the only reason for a baby as opposed to $9 is because they exclude the part of the application about like the funding and rollbacks. So is that the only thing that you guys vote on the committee? Like, yeah.
Yes.
So, I actually just had that here. The part about the process is not a reason for them not being able to do all that. That's a little bit more of a question that we can sorry, it's a part that we can do with this. But yeah, it is a requirement that we should be doing that so we can like add that into stuff that we can do. That is a requirement and it's been added into it. Okay, so think about the just so we can update it. It was not. Yeah, people are really good about it. People who are just
So, no, unfortunately. Just because we're like really far past the original time of extension that we had until 6:40, I'm going to just ask for a move to extend the meeting until 8, not saying we're going to 8, not saying we're going to 8. But because that's how we have the room booked, so. Can I get a thank you?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Whoopie doo.
This one really passes. Thank you. Next, we have Brian.
Yeah, I think, look, at the end of the day, the reason I voted no on the change is because I firmly believe that Mariah and the commitment that Axon made the right decision. I have full faith in them. I think there's a reason that we have an Axon. It's for them to make these decisions, to gather all of the information, and then make use of their best judgment to make these decisions. So I think it's really, really important that members that voted no on this motion are not. I think it's wrong to suggest that these members are doing are voting no because they don't respect people of color and those that are not, that want to go to events without alcohol. I think that is wrong to assume that the reason they voted no is because they don't respect those groups. I think it's really, really important that people are allowed to voice their opinions and support the decision of the Appropriations Committee. The Appropriations Committee, again, is a lot of work, a lot of time, and they clearly, they made it very clear that they felt CU's and I deserve $8.50 and not $9. So I would like to just further emphasize the fact that we do not have the full story. Those of us not on Axcom do not have the full story. I am not on Axcom. I don't know what happened. I haven't read their budget, but I trust the people on Axcom. That's what we have.
Thank you, Brian. Just as a reminder, this is a point. So, you just want to be on the speaker's list, Tomasa? Okay, Tomasa, you'll be on the speaker's list as well. Just as a point, as we're going through this, if you want, so I'm assuming that 850 still wants to consider it as like a recommendation of the student assembly, because how we vote is we vote decreasing, so we'll start at 9. If 9 gets a majority, then CTI gets $9. If not, then the next amount we would vote is 0 because there's not an alternative amount right now.
Oh, so did I just propose?
Did you propose 850 as an amount?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, could I propose 875?
875 has been proposed.
It's compromising.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
I'm actually not even sure if it's information, but I think, isn't it that these like processes exist because of like some reason? So like saying that like, oh, we have like full support in like Axcom, I'm really trying not to make any of this, but saying that we have full support in Axcom, therefore like we just want to come whatever it has, then there would be like no need for like what we're doing right now.
And there, so, yes, that's why we do the check process in which like we accept the recommendations. We are always allowed to overturn the recommendation. That's why it's always a recommendation from Appropriations Committee and not necessarily the fine in finality. So, just putting that out there. Yes, so Gavin is correct. The reason is AFSCOM reports to us. Assembly members have the ability to trust or not trust AFSCOM's recommendations. Everyone's within their right to do that. That's sorry. Lucas.
Yes.
Thank you. Kat. Thank you. Julian?
I would just like to point out, like, I respect Capcom's opinion and basically this is not an advantage for the situation, but I think that ignores the fact that in the absence of the events that these men provide that being sober and not affiliated with the community, like, the only real, like, large scale social gatherings on campus are frat parties, which are frankly very toxic and exclusive spaces. I mean, having been a member of the community for a long time, like having been a social chair for frat for a year, I know firsthand, like, if you're not like a tall, straight, passing, cis white male, like, you're not safe spaces for you. And so I think we should not be holding back right now providing spaces for people that don't fit into that category to be social people and make new members of this.
I have you on the second solution. I have Jacob Trite, Ben Moss, and then those seven to Moss.
Yeah, of course, not on the locations. I don't think that civilians is so nice. Right? We're all here as members of the citizens, and the appropriations community is a framework for us to understand exactly what it is. Specific issues that need to be addressed and funded, and how to get your recommendations instead of that. I like to play with some of this a little while ago now. So a lot of my points are excited. My main question is, because I'm not sure, I think that it is all, it is the responsibility of the members of the corporations to be that are here to allow me and everyone else who's not present to better understand why reduction in funding of 50 cents will allow not only the program to function as it does, but why a $9 $9 funding would be potentially harmful to our budget. It just does not make sense to me. $0.50 should not be added. I'm in support of $9. I don't see any reason to reduce the 50 cents. I mean, you know, my point for students today is better understand why the corporations need to offer that 50 cents. Because it's a big round, you know, I want to better understand some of the process of that entity. I would be happy to be brought into the system exactly what she has to say.
Sorry, do you have Moss next? Just for rules of parliamentary order, if we do have to leave, recognizing that we are past like the time, you are allowed to provide a proxy vote, another member of the assembly, or vote duly to like just inform me, the chair. So how you would do that is you would just say the upper limit, and if the upper limit isn't the vote that is done, so say a proxy vote to $9, and $9 isn't accepted, my vote continues in the yes column. So I vote for the highest one, always. But that is if you need to leave. So, thank you. Masa.
Okay, so, can you give the vote?
Historically, we've never done that in an overturn. And I think that's just, we've just never done that in a motion to overturn. It's always been like a conversation as to like the differential points.
So basically, from what I remember, C tonight had a lot of problems in the past, but they did come back and they did operate pretty well last spring. And based on that, they did the calculation of $9, but like, they know their budget better than any single one of us on Axon. And my problem with Axon is we really just know numbers without, like, I'm not speaking for all of us, but if I'm judging a number, I would not be able to do the actual calculation based on how they do it. So like, I think what makes us is $9, and based on what we saw from the budget, they had a small surplus that they could fall back on, which put them in actually like a safe space for them to operate deep this following year. One. Two, I'm going to go back to the point that maybe you want to the first one and then one, but the difference in the extension, like how can you compensate to change in a span of a minute? Okay, and like, yes, we want to trust everyone on Amazon and then we can do that, but this is
different.
And I know it's secret ballot, and I know we don't know who did that, but that's different.
So this is different. A lot of people aren't aware of the fact that a lot of people aren't, this is that this year, a lot of people aren't aware of the fact that Athenians are supposed to be for context. There are some kind of folks that go, oh, I don't know what those numbers are going to see. And I did try and clarify that in the meeting when I was like, it was pretty good, obviously, people are allowed to go however they want. So I was one of these people who was like, oh, they had conflict of interest and they didn't. I think it was just like, for whatever reason, they just didn't have any person. And yeah, I also don't want to be people who say, I don't even remember the name, but obviously it's a secret topic. But yeah, I would think that they were aware of the fact that just was a secret topic. Does that make sense? I think a lot of people are saying,
yeah, I will bat my eye on that. People vote how they vote, and sometimes it's worse to psychoanalyze that. Ovid.
Yeah, so I don't think it's fair for like us to like overturn the decision in which like half the members of the assembly haven't seen the project, haven't seen the presentation, haven't asked questions in a specific organization. And it's not like the 15 was like wasn't controversial. So I think we should hopefully be because like not anyone was at that room deliberating whether we should do it at $9 or whether we should do it at 50. And that's
just whack it. There you go. Oh, don't say so.
So yeah, I think this is just something that has to come up this one.
Just keep talking.
In the mic,
eventually we'll come back online.
Alright. Because like, I mean, the decision was controversial, even the board said, I don't see why the SN has to step in to overturn when the parties involved are happy with the decision.
Thank you. Tomas?
I think that's the fact that people who are trying to get this overturned are AFCON members who clearly saw the same thing that the people who voted against it saw. So, again, I'm interested in AFCON. Yeah, I'm putting my trust in Lujan, who I think has these good things that I was advocating for. And if we're talking about, you know, the numbers, how many numbers do people have on AFCON that other people don't? And how many people have access to crowd spaces on the weekends that POC don't, because the POC is supposed to have official houses. So I think that needs to be taken into consideration in terms of like privilege of access to spaces that y'all don't understand what it's like to literally be like, hi, we want to have this event, but no one has a house. So I think that's something that like needs to be taken into account. Also, like, it's 50 cents. Like, 50 cents per student is nothing, which
and a little amount is a huge difference in their overall budget. If you're talking about servers, a server wasn't a problem when we doubled a lot of the budget, which I would have hoped, right? But
like, it's when it's convenient, we're all like, you know, they can adjust their symptoms when it's not, then it's the best thing we're not working on. And it's like, really the problem is, right, at this point, so it's going to be like, what?
So that's the end of the first speakers list. We're now moving into the second speakers list. I'm not someone who's wanted to speak, has not had the ability to speak, and I'll put you on the first speakers list. So we're moving to the second speakers list, Jay.
If you are not a person of color, you do not, because an assembly member said something earlier that really brought me to mind. You are not a person of color, you do not get to tell people of color how to feel about certain situations. You do not get to tell people of color that they're making assumptions when every day the implications of problems that we are having at this university as people of color are based on the color of our skin. On the color of our skin. We're telling you that Susan Knight provides funding to events, to organizations, to give us spaces that we feel comfortable. I'm a grad, yes, I'm a black grad. I don't feel comfortable in white spaces. I really don't. Not all the time. I really don't. And I've always been in contact with white people. I always have been in contact with white people. And I am telling you, I'm literally an appropriation member, like an appropriation committee member. Gavin is an appropriation committee member. And we are telling you, as well as other people see, your EVP is literally telling you that she does not drink at events. She's a seldom. I'm like, I have a second.
Just
like
that.
Right. We have a second. But like, we're telling you, like, you are doing this because you are doing this. Here you are. I wouldn't sit in those meetings. You guys do not read the budgets. Those ASCOM members do not read the budgets. They are on their phones, they're on their computers, they're doing other shit. Excuse me, sorry. Strike that.
I swear.
They're doing other things rather than reading.
I don't sound police in this space. I got you.
They're not taking their due diligence and actually going through those budgets and reading them. And we are not professional budget reviews of whatever kind. We're students. Like, we don't actually really know what we're doing. So I'm telling you, like, this 50 cents will make a huge difference. When IBA, It's a Black Affair, come on, like, Black Students United, it almost did not happen during my freshman spring. Yeah. That was a huge deal. When coming on board,
yeah, that's like the one event that we have that gets like the entire community that recognizes members of the community. And it didn't happen last year. It was a huge deal that it didn't happen until the first year. It was like 15 years ago.
Exactly. So it's just like how it's so crazy that some people don't even understand their position, their power, and you're literally embracing and you're trying to silence us. And we're telling you what the problem is, and we're telling you that this increase, this 50 cents, which equates to approximately $7,500 for the entire school year, like will make a major difference. Nobody in that room was actually making. They did not make decisions based on financial, you know, reading through the budgets. People were confused about the guidelines. People were asking arbitrary questions that were answered in the answered by the presentation by the people who came. This at the way ASCOM operates is fucked up. And here's
right from the record.
Yes,
right.
I'm telling you again, like, as a person of color, I'm telling you what this can do for our communities. And as non-POCs, as white people, like, if you're going to be sitting on this assembly and you're supposed to be representing the interests of all undergraduate students, yes, some of us have our own constituencies and things like that, but again, we still have power to control and make decisions that will affect the entire undergraduate student body. We're telling you that we are people of color are a part of that student body. We are a part of the undergraduate student body. And here we are on this committee telling you, assembly, telling you what it is that the problem is and how this 50 cents could help out our communities, and you are ignoring me, trying to tell me that I'm making assumptions based on the color of my skin. You don't understand the implications of what my skin color as a black man in America and on this campus brings me every single day. So don't, first of all, being an ally, one-on-one, don't ever tell a person to tell them how to feel. And that's law.
Thank you. I'll let Mariah respond.
You're next,
Gavin.
Okay,
Mariah.
There's been a formal motion to vote. There's been a second.
Is
there dissent?
Is
it a point of? Is it to Mariah or to the chair? What? Okay, Mariah withdraws the motion. Tomas, this is the question.
Yeah, you said that the chair has to stay with AFCON. Like, where did it say that? You said to unanimous, but the first vote was unanimous. So, like,
oh, no, I don't think that it was unanimous. I think it was just a precedent, like, not precedent. I think it's just typical that the chair sits with AFCON. I don't know.
It's kind of the role of the chair of anybody, like, whether or not I agree with what the assembly does, I still have to communicate the assembly actions to the president. I still represent the assembly's viewpoint when we take a formalized stance. So that's just kind of not particularly. So yes. There's been a, Mariah, do you want to re-motion to vote?
There's been a motion to vote.
Just a second.
$9
is on it, $8.75 is on it, and then that's it. There's been an
$8.75.
Okay. Do you really think the one that's going to make a difference
here? I don't know. You tell me.
Brian says $8.50 somewhere.
Someone said $8.50. I have an $8.50 as well. What?
Okay.
What?
I figured.
There's been a dissent to voting. John, please state your dissent. Use the microphone, please. I will use this. Thank you. So that was the dissent. Mariah, do you still hold the motion? Or who made that motion? I think Mariah. Okay, the motion has been held, so we're going into a vote to vote. All in favor of entering into the voting process, please raise your hand. Thank you. Okay, I got you. Thank you. We're in a vote to vote. Celine and Morgan, are you voting in favor or no?
I'm voting in favor.
voting to vote.
Are you voting to vote?
This isn't the vote to vote.
Okay. Yeah, y'all are passing. Again, so we're going into voting procedure. Just to remind everyone, we'll start at $9. We have four values: 9, 8.75, 8.50, and 0. We'll go down that list. The first one to reach a majority of the assembly will be the final recommendation for season item the assembly will be accepting.
Make sure the numbers right of how many people are still in the room voting.
So Deb is going to count the number.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
This has always, because we're looking at a recommendation, we're not actually making the initial recommendation.
Okay,
this should be good. Okay, so all in favor of giving C tonight $9, please raise your hand or placard.
Yep.
All opposed to the $9, please raise your hand or placard. All abstaining. Please raise your hand or placard. By a vote of 13-6.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the majority. I can't count.
Yeah.
That's the majority. So by a vote of 13-6-2, C tonight has been given $9 per student. We still have one more byline report. It's called Collegiate Readership Fund. It's very important.
It's really cute. It's great work.
Please give your attention to Mariah. Please give your attention to Mariah. Thank you. There's been a motion to approve. There's a second. There's been a second. All in favor of giving CRP recommended amount, please raise your hand or marker.
Yeah.
All opposed. All abstaining. By a vote of 20-0-1, this recommendation passes. The chair would look favorably.
Motion to adjourn.
There's been a motion to adjourn. There's been a second. There's been a second. All in favor, please raise your hand or placard. This meeting has been adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.